This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to the path that we have been asking Allah every day for all the Muslims, wherever you are, male, female, young and old, rich and poor. We never fail to ask Allah to guide us every single day. And one of the prayers that everyone must recite when they are establishing their prayer is, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. O Allah, guide us all to the straight path. And Allah Rabbul Alameen make it very, very clear, and He respond, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. وَأَنَ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلًا. You ask me to show you a way, the right way. So I now, Allah say, show you my way. وَأَنَ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. Now I show you my way, Sirati, not your way, not the way of your father, your mother, but the way of God. And because you are asking Allah, we hope when we ask Allah, we are sincere in our prayer. We do mean it. So Allah said, now I show you my way. So He revealed the Quran as a divine guidance to show us all the SOP that we need so that we will minimize our problem. There will be problem. On and off, they are sure to have problem. Problem is part of life. Without problem, you don't learn. Without problem, you will not get a lot of information. So to us, problem is not a problem. There is a lot of wisdom behind every problem. So how do you look into this? By having faith in Allah. Never once that Allah make something without a reason and a purpose. Everything happened for a reason. So it's up to us. Do we believe in what Allah said? If you say yes, no problem. But if you think that you know better, then that is the beginning of our problem. So when Allah showed His way, He revealed His book as Huda Linnas, a divine guidance for mankind, not only for you, for me, for Muslim. He never said only for Muslim. For mankind, Huda Linnas. وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْخُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And when He sent down His book, He don't send down to anybody. He chose a very particular person. That is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only this man that He chose. And He said to us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. O Muhammad, convey to the people, whoever say he believe in God. A lot of people do believe in God. But to what level that you believe is important. I believe that you are my partner in business, you are my partner in life, you are my husband, you are my wife. We all believe in that. Why? Because it's been documented. But believing only do not help you. You must enhance your belief to another level that is called love. Love God. Like how you love yourself, you want the best thing to happen to you. The same, you must always be prepared to share the goodness, the best to other people. That's why the Prophet said, you cannot be a true believer. If you love only yourself and you are not ready to love your fellow brother or sisters. In Islam, in mankind. He said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. You cannot be a true believer until you love your fellow brother and sister what you love for yourself. Everything come back to that relationship. When you love somebody, then you always try your best to please that person. Is that true? Is that what will happen? Sisters, what do you think? If you love somebody, are you prepared to please that person? To make the person happy? Parents love us a lot. They are prepared to go through all the hardship, the pain, the suffering, just to make sure we are okay. We don't understand that. We thought there is a burden. The only 2B, BB. 1B is burden. The second B is benefit. It brings a lot of benefits. Something that you feel there is a burden, but actually it's not a burden. If you have the right understanding. If you are guided. So Allah said, after I reveal my guidance, my book, I send a messenger. I reveal to one man called Muhammad, peace be upon him, our last prophet. And he will explain to you. Bayinat. He's here now to show you the way. Allah has shown you, but your understanding may differ. What I'm sharing with all of you, brothers and sisters, today, your understanding, I don't know yet. If I will have the time to check with all of you one by one. Then only I know whether you have the right understanding or not. But what is important, after the Prophet was sent to explain everything in detail, just show you what Islam is about. Living in this world, nobody can escape from eating, drinking, talking, sleeping. Nobody can escape. Everybody will have to go through. Allah said, "Kulu washrabu halalan tayyiba," eat, drink what is halal and good. That's all. How to know? How to eat? How to drink? If Allah will explain one by one, then the book of Allah will be so thick, nobody want to even carry it. But Allah sent a man to show you the way. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why it's important for every single one of us, on and off, that's what I will do. Following the teaching of the Prophet, to revisit the 5, 6, 1. The 5 pillars of Islam start with Shahada, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So simple. But a lot of people underestimate the importance to really understand Shahadatain. Not just to utter, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Khalas. I'm a Muslim. Khalas. No. Then you should follow up to prove to yourself that you are a practicing Muslim. Not just Muslim by name, Muslim by tradition, but a practicing Muslim. Not for anyone, for yourself. You will feel good if you eat good food, healthy food, good nutrition. You will experience the benefit to yourself. You feel healthy. You are active. Alhamdulillah. And Allah said again, when I send the Prophet to show you the way, you have to follow. You don't follow other ways. Just one way, the way that you are asking, oh Allah, guide us all to the right way, to the truth path. So when you are always right, brother and sister, there's nothing for you to fear. Then if you feel there is a burden, there's another way out. Don't worry today. You don't have to drive. You just call the Grab. Easier. The Grab will come at your doorstep. You just be a boss. No problem of paying the toll. Of course, you pay in a way. But you don't have to do it by yourself. Don't worry of parking. No problem of parking. They'll just drop you in front of the shop as close as you like. And no problem. So if you don't want to follow the rule, there's another way out. You just call those who want to follow and you just pay them. Now, when Allah said, I revealed the Quran as a guidance and I sent a prophet to show you the way how to do it. It's like when you want to have a license, you have to drive, go to a driving school, they'll show you. And when you're in a traffic light, normally you put on what gear? What gear do you put? Free gear? Yeah. Normally now it's all automatic, free. Or you want to put on stop? It's up to you. It's your car. You know? Or you want to put on neutral? It's up to you. Brake? Up to you. You do the call. But be alert. When it's green, you don't still watching your handphone. Then you give a warning. There will be somebody who is very patient, because he's just like you. He also watching the handphone. So he don't horn you. The person who is alert, why are you not moving? Then they'll give you a warning. Do you experience that, brother and sister? You're sure to get warning. And if you have no patience, yeah, and then you come up with another finger, the wrong finger, from the window, from your screen, then if you get a good driver, alhamdulillah, they just have patience. If you get the wrong driver, he will sure to overtake you. And what will he do? Yeah, if he's a tough guy, he's going to stop. He will stop all the traffic and he's going to come down. Can this happen? Can this happen? Can happen to anybody. Because you don't follow the rule. Bayinat min al-huda wal-furqan. And the guidance of Allah is here to show you the difference between what is good for you and what is bad for you. What is right and what is wrong. That is why the Quran is so important. Now, the topic today is about my parents believe Islam burdens me. As a revert, not only a revert, even born Muslim sometimes, when they don't have the knowledge of Islam, they just follow their tradition. The covering, wearing hijab among fellow Muslim in this country, in Malaysia, started only in the 70s. Where Islam started 1,400 years ago, now we are in the year of 1446. We're in the new year of Hijrah. Before 6 days, we are still in 1445. From 6 days ago, you know there was a public holiday here last Sunday, because it's Awal Muharram. The first Islamic calendar, Hijrah, 1446. Now what I'm trying to share with all of you, brothers and sisters, a lot of people who don't learn have the same problem. Whether you are born Muslim, Arabs, non-Arab, it's like I said, the Muslim girls and ladies don't cover. It started only in the early 70s. Then they start to realize, wow, this is in the book. How to dress yourself, how to eat, how to drink. The Prophet is here to show you. When you eat, you drink, highly recommended, eat and drink while sitting. Don't rush. Your body needs some rest too, so that you can enjoy your food. If the food is hot, don't blow towards the food, because anything coming out from your mouth, there's a lot of germs. If you see, that's when you sneeze, you must cover. Why? Because a lot of thing that's coming out from your body is not healthy thing. You inhale healthy oxygen, inshallah. You exhale a lot of thing that your body don't need. But you have to let in, out, in, out. How do you feel? You can be eating, 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 but nothing go out. How do you feel? You feel good? You eat and then suddenly you feel, time to let it go. How do you feel when you let it go? Do you feel good? Problem. Now I got to go to the toilet. Going to the toilet is a problem. Do you think going to the toilet is a problem? Allahu Akbar. It is really a blessing. Anybody who can go to the toilet and while they sit, work done. You don't have to struggle, no jihad, no pushing. Relax. Alhamdulillah. How do you feel? Do you feel good, brother and sister? Some have to struggle, you know, some have to push until, you know, they sweat just because of that. For those who can go in, sit down, alhamdulillah. Not only eating, you are enjoying, even when you are releasing yourself, you enjoy. You feel good. Allahu Akbar. So you don't blow towards your food. That's why in Malaysia, they have the teh tarik. You know what is teh tarik? Yeah? The pulling tea. Why do they do teh tarik? Chinese don't like. Because Chinese enjoy hot tea. The other one pot of tea, they can stay there 1 hour. Chit-chat, storytelling, you know, relax. And that is the Chinese value. Yeah. But the Indian mama value different. He want fast business. Sit down, 5 minutes. Okay, can go. We need other customer to come in now. So he make sure that the tea is fast for you to drink. The tarik. Now it's no more hot. It's warm tea. So you have no excuse. When are you going to finish? No, other people are waiting for the chair now. They have their own calculation. Yeah. It's an art, you know, an art. But it's also a business. Just to share with you all. Don't blow. And when you drink, you don't breathe in. You want to breathe out or anything, you just take the cup far from your face. And you don't drink like a camel. You can see the SOP. So that when you drink, the drink will benefit you. When you eat, the food benefit you. Everything that you do bring benefit to you. Can that be a burden? No. But because we don't understand, the parent will feel a burden when you start to react negatively. You feel that it's a burden, then you say, why you burden yourself? But if you are sincere in Islam, committed to Islam, know that what God wants you to do is the best for you, and you establish it. Even they are not used to it, you are not used to it, there are some changes, of course. Good and bad behavior, do we look alike? I give you one simple example. Before, you are very impatient. If your parent talking to you, you don't listen. You don't listen, you don't pay attention. And when they shout at you, you also will shout back at them. Say, that is your old you. Now you become a Muslim. Islam said, you cannot do that. You cannot raise up your voice towards your parent. Even your parent is wrong, you can say, no. You just have to have patience. Let them say what they want to say. Then when the thing is calmed down, you talk to them nicely. Papa, Mama, just now you did say something. I was listening. But now I want to explain to you. How do you feel? Do you feel the parent feel that you are a better person, or this religion make you the worst, become a bad son? When your mother see the changes in you, your behavior, because Islam said, honor your parent. Now you're honoring them. Islam said, be clean. Allah loves people who is clean. And you are very clean now, very disciplined. You know how to clean your bed, clean your room. You know how to clean and help your mom in the kitchen. You know how to clean the car. You know how to clean the floor. You know everything. Now, how do you feel if you have a children like that? You are happy? Of course. If you are sincere and committed to what you believe, then your parents look at you, oh, my son, this is my son. Last time, your father's son. Now because you become good, mother, my son. Never mind, who wants to get the credit? No problem. Give it to them. Both of them have the right. But when you are very disobedient, lazy, dirty, selfish, you don't even give a helping hand to your parent, do you think they're happy? They will feel that you are a burden to them. I got the wrong son. Maybe I give birth to him on the wrong day. No? Wrong man. And they start to think negative. And each time you're out from the house, they feel so relaxed. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. The burden is been lifted up. Been lifted up. Just example. Last time you don't cover yourself because you are not a Muslimah. Now you become a Muslimah, you are very particular with your dressing. You go according to your size. Before, you don't care your size, you know. When you are a baby, you dress like a baby. When you are 2 years old, your dress is going to get longer because you are getting bigger. First of all, double S. Then S. As you grow, now you cannot use S anymore, too tight. You go M. And depend how you grow. You grow sideways, you go up. Then everything starts to change. Correct? Do our dress keep on changing their size? Alhamdulillah. But suddenly when you are 15 years old, your dress getting shorter and shorter. What happened? What happened? Trendy, fashionable. You want to show 3/4 of your body to the people. Why? Are you a very cheap person? Are you for sale? Don't you have dignity? Don't you have shyness? When you're a baby, you can run naked, no problem. People look at you, cute, 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 cute. But as you grow up older and then you go naked, people will not just look at you. They get afraid of you. Are you okay? No. No, it's okay. It's natural. What? Huh? You don't have shyness anymore. Even you welcome, come to me. People run over. People say something is wrong with you. Common sense will tell you something is not right with you. How can, oh, it's common when I was a baby. Everybody say, okay, okay, okay. When you are a baby, yes. Because you do not know how to differentiate Bayinat, Furqan, you don't know. Just an example. Anybody who is a new Muslim, I'm also a revert. I have that experience. There will be no burden. When you believe, you act upon it, you follow, you will see that they will be very, very proud of you. In the beginning, of course, because the changes in you, they worry that it become a burden. Do you feel burden? Last time you never fast, today you have to fast, fast, fast. Hey, okay lah, you don't eat, drink lah, Milo, Milo, Milo. I prepare Ovaltine for you. I will drink, mommy. I will drink, papa. Don't worry. Later on, when the time is right. But if you try to show them, oh, thirsty, hungry, you show them that you are having problem. Of course, they are worried about you. So the burden is not that come from them, it was from us. The first day I became a Muslim, I was ready. I was working, I took leave for 3 months, unpaid leave, because I want to learn about this new religion that I believe in. You don't have to do that. That is my style. I feel that I need, because at that time you don't have classes like this. You don't have NGO or Al-Qadim, don't exist at that time. Nobody cares about you. It's up to you to develop yourself. Nobody will come to the class, come to no classes. Now they have so many NGO is offering the helping hand, guiding all of us, showing the way. Last time, I have to do everything by myself. So I make a good choice, alhamdulillah. What is the choice? After becoming Muslim, I choose to stay in the mosque. My home is the mosque. Because mosque is the best place. People who come to the mosque always will pray. People who don't pray don't come to the mosque. People who pray, they come. So every time when I see them pray, I follow them. Anytime they recite, I listen. The call of Azan, I listen every day. That's why I can call Azan very fast. Because every day you listen the same thing. And in the mosque, you know, you cannot just do anything in the mosque. You cannot, bring a video there and then play a video loud, and then you cannot have music in the mosque. So the environment helped me. And when my parents ask me, where are you staying now? I don't even want to tell them. Because they don't understand. They thought, huh? You stay in the mosque. What do you sleep on? Mattress? Then a pillow? No. Mats. But cooling, alhamdulillah. And the mosque before, it's not like mosque today. You lock, lock, lock. No. Open air. No. When they ask me, where are you staying? I say, mother, don't worry. I'm living in a big house. Am I lying? No. True. Mosque is always bigger than your house. Even a musalla. Alhamdulillah. I enjoy that kind of environment. So when you don't feel that it's a burden, you enjoy being a Muslim. You enjoy to do what Allah wants you to do. You're so happy. Now become better and better. You are careful. When you even talk to people, you don't raise up your voice. You don't scream at people. You don't shout at people. You're not rude to anyone. You always respect the elders, love the young, help to do the cleaning in the mall. Allahu Akbar. Then if you are starting to do this, now you apply it at home, you go to your office, you do it in the office, what do you think the environment is going to be? Everywhere you go, with the blessing of Allah, Rabbul Alameen, everywhere you go, you will see that there's a place in front here, inshallah. Yeah, you just, yeah, no problem. Now you're there now. Everywhere you go, brother and sister, what do you bring? You bring the second B. You don't bring this first B. You are not a burden to yourself. You are not a burden to anyone except you bring benefit. That's why the Prophet said, Al-mu'min manfa'atun. A true believer always bring benefit to themselves and bring benefit to others. You just try this exercise. Be a good person. Like what Allah wants you to be. Be kind, respectful to your parents, the elders. In the way that Islam allows. But then, I'd like to share with you a very important message from Allah Himself. He reminds all of us in Surah At-Tawbah, that is Surah number 9, from verse 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is talking to us. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alham. What did He say? Kul in kana aba'ukum wa abna'ukum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum wa amwalun iktaraftumuha wa tijaratan takshawna kasadaha wa masakinu tardawnaha ahabba ilaykum minallahi wa rasul wa jihadin fi sabilihi fatarabbasu hatta ya'ti Allah bi amri wallahu la yahdi qaumal fasiqin. Now Allah is telling us, look at this beautiful ayah, but it's not easy for anybody to understand. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the people, if your fathers, listen carefully this ayah, if your fathers, your son, your brothers, your sibling, your spouses, your partner, your kindred, your relatives, the wealth that you have gained and accumulated, the commerce in which you fear a decline, the business that you have, and the dwelling in which you delight, you have big house, villa, big bungalow. Allah said, if they are dearer to you, they are more important to you, you love all these things more than Allah and the Messenger of Allah, and to be ready to sacrifice for the sake of God, then wait. Fatarabbasu. Allah said, wait. Wait for my decision to come. For those who have this, it's good to love your parents, love your spouses, love your family, love your business, is very good. But Allah is telling, if you love them more than Him, He give you everything, He give you a life. Anybody give you a life? Anybody prepared to sacrifice their life for you? Who give us the oxygen? Human give us oxygen. Allah prepare everything, He give you everything. And then you keep on forgetting Him. Ignore Him. You love other more than the Creator. That's why they say, you love the creation more than the Creator. You love this world that is temporary more than the everlasting life in Akhirah. You love to commit sin day in, day out, but you don't love to repent to Allah. You love big villages, big house, big villa, but you don't love the small house that you're going down 6 foot below. Your grave, how big is your grave? Do you need a toilet in your grave? No more. Nothing. You can love, but remember, you must love Allah more. Then everything will come in order. Everybody that you love, they will love you more because they see in you, you are a different person. You are a mirror to the others. Lastly, I'd like to share with you what the prophets say. From Sabara bin Abi Faqih, Inna shaytan qa'adal libni Adam salasa maqa'id. The Satan will stop you. Any children of Adam will have to face the Satan, the devil. And the devil will try his best to stop you from three things. Number one, when you want to become a Muslim, he will stop you. Why you want to be a Muslim? Why you want to abandon your tradition, your family, and your lifestyle before? Don't do that. What do you gain? Nothing you gain. When you become Muslim, your lifestyle is going to change. The food is going to change. Change for the better. What is that? Do you want to be a better person? Of course. Everything is for the betterment of you as a human. You eat the right food, you eat the good food, you are very particular, you become very alert. You will never get into drug because you know this is not good for you. It intoxicates you, and anything that intoxicates is haram. So you stay away, khalas. You won't gossip, you won't bad mouth because you know it's not good for you to talk bad about people. So you be a better person. You want to talk, you use the best word, a good word. Allahu Akbar. You save yourself from no problem. But he will try to say, don't leave your old religion. What do you gain? You're going to make changes. Of course, I want to change to be a better person. You don't want to change, that is your choice. But I want to move forward. I want to be a better person. Number one. But you insist. You insist, no, I want to be a Muslim. You move forward. Because they're going to come, put your parent there, your friend there. You know, your friend will say, what happened to you? Your parents say, what happened to my son, my daughter? Nothing happened, I'm becoming a better person. I have more manners now in talking. I know how to communicate with the elders. I'm a cleaner person now. Wherever I go, I look and then I see that thing is not clean. I help to clean. No big problem. I love it. The people will start to love you. Wherever you go, if you are a very clean person, people will talk good about you. Just an example. You don't waste anymore. Anything extra you think you can't finish, what do? You know, sometimes I have so many food in the hotel, all is, sometimes when you go to Mecca, 24-7 you have food. Because you pay a good package, they prepare food 24-7. Everything, you can just eat and eat and eat. But then we know there's so many things that is so, food so much, it goes to waste. We pack it in a plastic, we see a passerby, we pass it to them. You look at their face. They are so happy, so grateful. But you look inside when everybody enjoy food, they don't feel like that. No expression. But when you give the poor, yeah, and those who are not that fortunate, then you, wow, make you so happy. Just an example. The second one. When you have moved from Islam, from non-Muslim to be a Muslim, lifestyle is going to change. So they are going to come and whisper to you, don't make any changes if possible. You want to be a Muslim? Khalas, I cannot stop you. The shaitan come again. But don't make hijrah. Be your old self. Only have a new name. What's your name now? Last time, my name is what? My name is Roger. Now my name is what? Ramli. No, Roger, all the way Roger. No, I'd like to have a new name because I'm a new person. Is that a burden? Is that a burden? When you think that is a burden, then they said, why? You go and burden yourself. No, I'm happy with a new name. When I call myself Hussein, now my mother also introduced me to his friend, my son Hussein. She's proud. He's not shy to even tell her friend that her son is a Muslim. My sibling, they are proud to introduce their brother as a Muslim to their friend. Because we are proud of who we are. Then you see everything will get in order, will move very smoothly. He said, don't change. Be yourself. But I said, no. Anything in life, you have to be ready to make changes because the world is changing. Do you use handphone today? Anybody who don't use handphone, raise up your hand. Alhamdulillah. Who still use Nokia, raise up your hand. No more Nokia. Why? Because we want changes. Who use iPhone? iPhone user. Alhamdulillah. Why I raise up? Because I use iPhone. Nothing wrong. If there's something more advanced, we will go. Because we want to move forward. There's nothing wrong. The changes that do not bring any burden to you, do not bring any harm to you, move forward. But any changes that is going to cause harm to yourself and others, don't follow. Second attempt, the shaitan said, okay lah, you become a Muslim, what can I do? You still want to? But don't make changes, no. Be your old self. No. I want to be a new person. Every time when New Year comes, do you want to have a new dress, brothers and sisters? Or you want to use the old dress? Enough. I bought this 10 years ago. You still want to go to Bata to go and buy your shoes? Do you go to Bata shoes? No more Bata. Bata, what is Bata? There's old fashion. I'm going to, what? Nike? And then structure? They call what structure? Huh? You name, you all know better than mine. You want something new, it's okay. You want to be a new person. The third thing that the Satan will come, he said, you think you are ready to go and jihad? to go to strive in the cause of Allah, to uphold Islam, then you will be killed. And when you're killed, your wife will be having another new man. A new guy will come and take your wife. And all your wealth that you have accumulated will be distributed, taken away by other people. Do you want to do that? You let this thing happen to your life? But you said, I do for the sake of God. I love Him. He gave me this life. I'm going to use my life to serve Him. Whatever He wants me to do, I'm ready to do, because I'm going back to Him sooner or later. I'm going back to the owner of my soul, Allah Rabbul Alam. And He promised me, if I do everything for the sake of Allah, I love Him more, and I will love everyone also the way that He allowed me to love them, not to just follow them, doing all the things against His command, pleasing them more than pleasing God, then I know my ending is paradise. Because He promised me, if you do everything for the sake of Allah, your intention is clear for the sake of Allah, you are here to please Allah, He is going to reward you with paradise. And you are sure to have a good ending. Will you be happy? Will we be happy? If you know your ending is good? Allahu Akbar. When everybody is aware that the ending is going to be good, alhamdulillah, you don't worry about what you want in this world. Everything that you want, more than that, Allah will give it to you in paradise. That is paradise. Where everybody is sacrificing a lot in this life, because life here is temporary. Whatever you have today, brother and sister, don't belong to you. What you have spent on your body, you eat, you drink, you dress, and wear and tear, that is yours. Anything you save will not be yours. When you die, khalas. You ready? Yeah? Okay. So this is very important for us to understand. I don't blame if our parents worry that this religion will burden you, because they see a lot of negative thing happen. They thought that that is Islam. No. Islam is always positive, constructive. Yeah. But because Muslims fail to follow. So the not yet Muslim, our parents worry that we become worse than before. So that's why they keep on reminding us. And shaitan don't want you to change to the better. No? Shaitan want you to change to the worst. When you were born, brother and sister, you remember when you were young, do you know how to smoke? You don't know how to smoke. No parent would teach their children to smoke. When 1 year old, they on pass to the son. Pull, pull. No, nobody will do that. They know it's not good. So as you grow, then you try to be, you are very impatient to go old. You want to be an adult. You thought, this is the world of adult. When you are adult, you must learn how to smoke. Is that true? Then when you get in smoking, what will happen to you? When so young, the first 3 times you smoke, you cough. What is this? Stink, the smell is so bad. You go and smoke yourself for what? There's so much smoke around you already. The air is so polluted and you still want to smoke yourself. Trendy. Yeah. You just suck in. a jaws pipe. Boom. You blow out. What is that? That means you pass the smoking test already. Then later on, you go another level. Your father stopped there. You go second level. No more no more kick. I go another one. Without filter one now. And later on, you become a doctor to yourself. You become like a Rambo. You tie your arm and you put a vaccine. Yeah, we have so many doctors, unqualified doctors. Yeah. Wow, they are very brave, you know. Brave in destroying yourself. Why you let this thing happen? So Islam always here to protect you. Don't get involved in anything that causes harm to yourself and don't cause harm to other people. So beautiful. You want the best, give people the best. May Allah help us, brothers and sisters. Yeah. So please remember, you will feel that your parents will be afraid that it will be burdening you because you have shown that you are not ready. But when you are ready, sincere, committed, move forward. That's how I choose to be a Muslim, to be a practicing Muslim. Fear nobody, we fear Allah. Then you see all your relatives who don't like you at one time start to love you, start to be proud of you because of who you are now. You are a better person. You are a practicing Muslim and Muslimah. So may Allah give us the right spirit, right understanding, right value. Please remember, learn how to love Allah and the messengers of Allah. Then you will know how to love other people in the right way. You don't love people who don't like you to become a better person. So may Allah bless us, guide us, forgive us, and help us to be a better person. I will end here. Then you'll be followed. Q&A. Faddal, if there's any question from our brothers and sisters today. Any question? Any question from the sister's side first? No question, alhamdulillah. Any question from the brothers? Faddal. Pass the brother here.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. So sometimes, maybe it's not just family, but your friends and your colleagues, that there is an impression that making this decision will be, maybe it's the bad decision for you. That people tend to influence you with those kinds of things. I'm just wondering, after becoming a Muslim, is it okay to just ignore this? Or do you need to tell them, like, no, what you're saying is not right and I have a different point of view? Or can you kind of just move on with your life?
Yeah. I think the best way is to move on first. People can say anything. You cannot stop people from talking to you. People are learned to be a talker. Everybody likes to talk. But let them say, you just have patience. Patience will help you a lot. But if you think you're ready to explain, you do that. Hey, brother, please sit down. You have been talking to me and telling me this, but I'm going to tell you. I choose to be a Muslim because I believe in it. I've been learning about it. And I know this is good for me. I don't blame you. You don't choose to be a Muslim yet. But you can experience. You can learn. You don't want to waste time arguing. Now they may tell you, you know, there's so many, I have Muslim friends, but they are not good people. Maybe you are right. If you have the knowledge, you can say, They say, I have a lot of Muslim friends, but they are not good people. Maybe you are right. They are just like you and me, they are human. Whether you are Muslim, you are Christian, you are Hindu, everybody do have the good, the bad, and ugly in every community. But I am not following them. I'm here to follow Islam. Islam is different. Muslim is the people. Islam is the teaching. If you know how to respond, alhamdulillah, to differentiate between the people and the religion. The religion always teach you all the good things, but the people don't follow. So do you blame the religion? No. It's not right for you to blame about Islam if you don't know. Then give him a booklet about Islam. You don't know what to give, come to us or bring them to see us so that they can come and ask us and then they can read by themselves. Maybe by doing that, you are helping another friend. But if you think you are ready to engage in responding to what they say, if not, be patient. In the beginning, I also have that problem. I don't know how to answer, so I don't answer. I said, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. This religion make me a better person. Make it short. Simple. But when you have the knowledge, you can talk to them better. Okay? So if they come to you again, bring them to see us. We would love to understand from which angle they are coming in. I'm not going to shout. No worry, we don't scream at people. Just let me know which community they are from. You know, if they're Chinese, we prepare some Chinese tea for them, inshallah. And if they're Indian, we have karak tea also now from Sri Lanka and so. So make them feel at home, okay? Let us be friends. We are all like a family. We are no stranger. Only I choose to be a better person because I know Islam is a better religion for me. It's the truth. I believe in it. Simple, straightforward. Alhamdulillah. But if you don't believe, I don't blame you because you don't learn. You get it, brother? Good. Alhamdulillah. Any last question? No. Behind? No. Faddali.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I have a question about how our parents view other Muslims. Like sometimes my mom will ask me oh, look at that other Muslim woman and she's not wearing hijab or she's not dressing modestly. Why can't you be that kind of Muslim? Or oh, look, those are Muslims too. And they're hanging out in bars and they're doing these things. And sometimes they'll say you look down towards these Muslims and you think you're better than these other Muslims. And how do we approach that topic and, not make it sound arrogant or something.
Mm. If I understood you correctly, you are just sharing with us, how do you encounter people who are saying, why you are dressing this manner? Why you don't just be a normal Muslim, a simple one? You can be a Muslim, but you don't have to change your dressing. You can be a very modern Muslim. Of course, we are very modern. In the beginning, people don't cower. In the beginning, nobody cower because there is the beginning of mankind. No tailor, no garment. Adam and Eve came down to this earth with what? With leaves from Jannah, with leaves that cover their private part only. Later on, when civilization comes in, people start to become more civilized. From not covering just only the private part, now they cover more and cover more and cover more. So the covering of oneself is a sign of how we honor our own dignity. Anything that is valuable, do you expose it to anybody? No. Anything is valuable, you cover more. You go to the shop, the normal kind of thing, they just display it. Thing that is more expensive, they don't display like that. Because they value the thing. We value our body. So anyhow, I know their understanding may differ. You don't have, yeah, it's okay, but I choose. I prefer to cover in this manner. In certain country, especially when COVID comes, everybody cover. You know, for the wrong reason. Yeah. Now we are covered already. And sometimes, do you want to wear niqab? It's a choice. The strange thing that we feel is when people want to cover more, it becomes a problem. I don't feel it's a problem. I'm okay. So slowly, they will try to adjust and they can accept it because they thought there is a burden for you. Maybe that's why they're worried. Why you do that? So you must prove to them it's not a burden for me. I'm okay. But the people who don't cover, nobody bother. Very strange, you know, today. Nobody bother when you don't cover. But when you want to cover, you make a better person. Even the Chinese culture before, you think they wear all the short and the sexy kind of dressing with all this cutting, open here, open there. No. That's why the Chinese have the tradition called Chong Sam. All the Chinese sisters be know Chong Sam, long dress. They cover themselves properly. They honor themselves in their way, of course. All people who are God-fearing person, they always cover themselves in a better manner. They know shyness is part of faith. They have that kind of shyness. But if they don't understand, you don't have to prolong the discussion. Say, I just love this. Neither you are forcing them. No, you are saying, this is my choice. You know, you understand that, sis? The pressure is there. It's like the Satan said, I will come and disturb you, whispered into you from three angles. When you become a Muslim, why must you do that? It's okay, you are good enough. Alhamdulillah, but I feel it's okay for me. But you don't be judgmental to them. You don't look down upon people who don't cover. Don't do that. They may look down upon you, oh, you are too extreme, you know, you are too orthodox. No. There's nothing to do with extreme. But then we also must not look down upon them. Get closer to them. Yeah, treat them as part of our family, our sister. Show them. My dress do not stop me from mixing with all of you, but I have my value. I don't have to sacrifice my value to please you. I'm trying to please God. It's just like your friend who eat haram thing. Do you like to you? I don't eat haram thing. I only eat halal thing. They go and drink liquor. I'm not going to drink liquor. But I can talk to you, no problem. Like me, I was a smoker from age 9 years old. I stopped when I became a Muslim. But now, I cannot. I cannot even smell smoke. I don't like. It hurt my nose. Last time, I smoke. Now I said no. And that's why you see there's a lot of sign here, no smoking. Because I don't want to pollute the environment here. But I don't look down upon them. I try to talk to them, make them realize. Yeah, the only thing that you bring to the toilet is cigarette. When you're doing your business, you can still smoke. You don't bring coffee inside the toilet. Yeah, you don't bring biscuit, chocolate in the toilet while you're doing your business eating chocolate. You don't do that. But only cigarette. To show us how filthy is cigarette. It is so relevant in the toilet. May Allah protect us. Your cases, people, they can say anything, but you just have more patience, understanding, and don't judge them. You don't condemn them. Why you register? You show good example. You are still the same person, only now you're dressing. You're choosing to be dressed in that manner. No? Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, may Allah bless us. Oh, you have another one.
Okay. Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Is it permissible for me to keep jewelry like jade bracelet carved with images of Buddha?
When we are a Muslim, we try our best to be a practicing Muslim. And Allah in the Quran is guiding us again how to be a Muslim. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطْوَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَضُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah is telling us, O you who want to believe, enter Islam totally, full-heartedly. Don't enter Islam quarterly, half-heartedly, no, full-heart. Islam is a package. When you enter, you just enter and accept what Islam wants you to do. Because Satan is your number one enemy, will keep on whispering to you, oh, you are Muslim, but this one is okay, this is decoration, this is jewelry, this is just a fashion, this is trendy. Any kind of images representing the belief of other than Islam, you have to cut off. It's just a ring, no problem. But you have an image of a Buddha, or maybe you have a cross. I'm a Muslim, why must I hang this cross? No need. Before that, I hang everything. Sometimes cross, sometimes the image of another religion is maybe is a trend, or I want to play safe, you know. Yeah, if this God is not there for me, another God is there for me. So I'm safe, you know. Today, I wear this. Tomorrow, I change to another God. I play, you know. I just use my logic, you know. Maybe this God too busy. So many me pray to him. He have no time to entertain me. Now I move to the second one. Yeah. So we don't believe in that anymore. We don't have all these images. But if just a decoration without any images to represent the belief of other people, go on. No problem. Yeah. We don't want people to get confused. Are you sure he's a Muslim? I don't know. Oh yeah, he's a Muslim. His name sometimes Muslim. Even the name also is Muslim. But then I saw he wear this, wear that. Maybe he's confused. He thought that there's nothing wrong, that is just a kind of jewelry, decoration. Anything that can represent other belief, stay away. That's why they say, when you make ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. There's a recitation. I declare there's only one God that I worship, I believe, and after that, I'm not going to associate, have any partner with the God that I believe. No more. That's how we move on. Be clean. Yeah, be clean. Don't mix up. Yeah, because we don't want people to get confused, and we also get confused. Clear? Alhamdulillah. Okay? We have the second class coming in. Good. Alhamdulillah. So may Allah bless us, brother and sister. Please, always, if you are confused, please don't forget to ask, learn. And when you are ready, you are sincere, you have the commitment, you just do. To please Allah, you will find happiness. At the end of the day, you will find your tranquility, peace in your heart, peace with God, and Allah bless those who follow His guidance. Amen. I will end by saying Tasbih Kifara. You can follow me, those who remember this prayer, so that Allah will forgive us for our weaknesses, accept our repentance. Yeah? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. The meaning, glory be to you, O Allah, all praises belong to you. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship except you alone. To you we ask for forgiveness, forgive us, O Allah. To you we repent, accept our repentance. Amin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.